You're listening to SBS News.
The fallout continues. Labor's Joel Fitzgibbon yesterday quit the shadow cabinet amid an ongoing battle within the party over its climate change policy. Today, an admission.
It is no secret that my mate Albo and I have had some dust-ups over recent weeks and months, but I think that's a good thing. I think that makes for a vibrant party.
New details emerging over a heated discussion between the two politicians.
Climate change has gone from, you know, up here in people's minds to down here because they are more worried about their income next month, how they're going to pay their mortgage, how they're going to feed the kids. So the Labor Party has to rebalance.
Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus not holding back.
Joel likes to talk about overreach. It's not overreach to take strong action on climate. Change is coming. We can either drive the change or we can have it imposed on us. Joel is out of step. He's out of step with not only the Labor Party, he's out of step with thinking across Australia.
Joel Fitzgibbon's sudden departure from the front bench, exposing enduring divisions over policy priorities dating back well before the pandemic.
Arguably, it cost Kevin Rudd his job. Arguably, it cost Julie Gillard her job. And arguably, it's cost Labor three elections.
Federal Energy Minister Angus Taylor responding.
Labor is paralysed by indecision and division. And under Albanese's leadership, that division has spilled into the corridors of Parliament House and onto the front page of the papers.
Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.